Joining us again this morning is Joe Cordell, CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. We are Money Radio, and you talk about something that can wallop your finances. Divorce is it. And see if you agree with me on this. Sometimes we get so emotional, we fly off the handle, and we're not thinking about what we should be. Do you suggest that we do some pre-planning before we actually file for a divorce?
Well, definitely. And you know, but the nature of divorce is sometimes it's something that you spot on the distant horizon and you have the luxury to anticipate and et cetera. But on other occasions, it's like you round the corner and bam,
yeah.
You know, it just hits you. So it, you know, for people to be able to judge whether or not they're going to be facing a divorce, though, is a huge advantage. If they can anticipate and plan and move things and make decisions about whether or not they're going to need to change income, whether their income is not helpful, there are a variety of moves that can be made that can actually benefit them substantially in the divorce process.
Are these moves something an individual in the relationship would do, or would you do it together?
Well, you know, the nature of divorce usually is a very much a solo enterprise regarding a partnership of two. And what that means is that while the divorce bar and divorce theorists and others have long sort of imagined a world in which there was a collaborative process of divorce, one in which the parties participated with mediators or others whose job it was to lead them through something that's mutually satisfying, you know, that sort of objective has never been attained, nor do I think it ever will be. I mean, the nature of divorce is that it's ugly and that there's a lot of emotion involved, and there's this maelstrom of resentment, betrayal, and often a variety of other factors. And in addition, and perhaps most prominently, is usually there's this huge loss of trust. So the parties are distrustful. One party typically is the one being left, and the other that is moving on to what they regard as a better horizon. And so in that context, to have them sit down and dispassionately negotiate just doesn't often work. So as it ends up, each party needs to fend for him or herself. And the sooner they start thinking that way and leave behind a model that perhaps they've lived with for the last 25 years, you know, depending on the length of the marriage, a model in which, you know, they're a team, suddenly, you know, the world has changed in that way, and they have to adopt a new way of thinking, and that's very difficult sometimes.
If you have the luxury of knowing that it is probably going to happen and you don't get smacked in the face suddenly, what are some of the things you should be doing in relation to your finances?
Well, I think that there are a variety of professionals that can come into play without question to determine, for example, if one of the parties has a substantial amount of income, it may be in their interest to encourage the other to seek employment if they're the ones who are planning the divorce, for example, meaning the first party. And on the other hand, it might be that there are some assets that would be made liquid that would allow them to pay off the other party. And if they have a chance, you know, in favorable market conditions to create the liquidity so that they can have that money available to buy out the other party's interest in a business or interest in a retirement plan, or maybe even real estate, you know, those things are helpful. Because often the party who wants to retain those items is found suddenly in a position where they didn't plan or they couldn't plan, and the only option available to the court is liquidation in order to create the money for the one party to be paid off. And usually those are not under conditions where the assets derive the most value.
And that would certainly minimize your financial impact by doing these things in advance and getting them done. How do we get in touch with one of your local attorneys here in the Phoenix area, Joe?
Probably the best way, whatever part of the country our listeners might be in, the best place to locate one of our attorneys at Cordell & Cordell is to go on CordellCordell.com. And, you know, I might mention also that there's a treasure trove of useful information there. And on mensdivorce.com, there's also a similar list. information that would be available. So I would suggest that people go there first, and that can also lead them potentially to other advisors that might be helpful, other than attorneys in the process.
Excellent. Joe Cordell, CEO of Cordell & Cordell, thank you again for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.